So, welcome to the Escape Podcast. This is episode 3. I'm back with my sister. If she's going to say hello.
Hello. Oh, wow. Hello.
I'm your host, Andrew. And a little bit of, I don't know if you say housekeeping, but we've been doing pretty well with uploads so far. And things have been going pretty interesting. So, should we just jump right in?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's jump right in. First of all, some news. From researching, I have found the best country to escape from jail from. The overall best. Do you want to have a guess? What country is the best place to go if you want to escape from prison?
Switzerland.
No.
America.
Switzerland's pretty interesting, but no. America, no. They have FBI, CIA, all that nonsense. No.
Africa, somewhere in Africa. Obviously, close. Africa is not a country.
Very close. You want to pick a specific country
Egypt.
In Africa? No.
Kenya.
No.
Ghana.
Close.
Sierra Leone.
Close.
Nigeria.
No, that's pretty close still. Though. Don't we just put out your misery.
Yeah.
Congo.
That's nowhere near.
It's next to thing. It's Congo's... next to us. It's next to Ghana.
Okay.
And then Nigeria's opposite of Ghana.
No, it's not. We have something in between us.
Yeah, I think. Togo? No, Congo's the middle. It's us, Congo, then Nigeria. So it's...
Oh, I thought you meant like Congo, Ghana, Nigeria.
No, it's Ghana, Congo, then Nigeria.
Okay.
But yeah, in researching, I have found if you want to do a crime, I don't know what crime you have to do in Congo and like, would like be okay with going to prison for it, but if you want to escape, best place, Congo. Do you want to know why?
Because
mm-hmm. overall, they had 4 escapes this month.
Jesus.
That may not, you think Jesus, but it may seem like, oh wow, that's a lot for this month, but this is their lowest one. Yeah, for the month, this is their lowest one. Wow. The only thing that makes this month the best is the amount of prisoners that escaped. So, with that news...
So, does that mean that you... what happened was the number of people that escaped was a lot, but just less frequent?
No, there was a lot of escapes. Yeah. You said this one was insane for the amount of people that escaped.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Normally, back, like you're saying back, it was more frequent and less number... It was more frequent, but they were leaving at different times.
The quantity used to be
lower. Like, let's say there would be like 8 in a month, but 2 people escaped each time. That's 16.
I wouldn't say 8.
It's this thing called an example.
Keep going.
And then this time it was 4 escapes, but 68 people left. Something like that?
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
So, with that in mind, we will move on to... Here's the thing. Okay, let me just put this out there. I have found some very, very fun escapes for this podcast. But there is a lot of them, so I don't know which one to do.
Mm.
And I haven't been very creative with my titling of these. It's just that the escapes were just so fun that I don't think a single title could, you know... put all that insaneness into one line. Mm-hmm. So, I put them all into countries instead.
Okay.
So, I went country by country and checked escapes from each country. So, I have done the normal breakdown of quick, epic, top/top, and failed escapes. But I have added specific regions as well. Because I think that adds to it. Each one, it kind of adds
for
to it.
For the culture.
Yeah, it helps. Because each one that I picked from each country... the cultural relevance is imbued in each person who did the escape.
As in, cultures to escape.
I don't know if it's cultures to escape, but it's like, if someone from, let's say, America escaped, you'll be like, okay, but where in America? You know how people think Florida is crazy, like, but New Yorkers are, like, all loud and boosh, like, you know that?
And brash.
Like, yeah, each state has their own... stereotype and how people act within those stereotypes. It's the same thing for these escaped people. So one is Russia.
Mm-hmm.
One is China. Actually, two is China. We've got one that's Arabic, but that one's proven hard to find information about because they don't really like giving out information on escapes. But I am still looking. We've got one from Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
We got one from Congo. We've got two from Congo, actually. And for the first time, I've got two child escapes.
From daycare?
No. Kidnapping.
Oh.
Yeah. I had a few of them on tap, but I never added them to the actual, like, list.
Mm.
But I've gone out of my way and I've searched for them. So I've got two kidnappings.
Uh-huh.
Where children escaped or outsmarted their kidnappers. And the way they escaped is pretty cool. I think, like, I wanted to add them in just for, like, anyone who's younger. Or there's some women one as well. Like, some women children escape, but little girls escapes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be able to, you know, like, if you're ever in a situation.
Yeah.
Like,
top tips to escape. I
think from now on, we're going to do, like, a ranking list of what's, like,
let's say. So we're turning into Watch Mojo now.
Wait, I haven't watched them in a while. What are they doing now?
Literally, the other day, they were like, top 10, like, beverages or something.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that.
I wouldn't, but what I'm saying is, they'll top 10 anything.
Oh, obviously, yes, more mojo. No, but this one's more of a, like a how-to guide. So, like, we'll be, like, number one, always stay calm. Like, we'll rank it up so, like, whatever, like, we get from the stories, we'll be like, all right, so this was the most important thing that helped her escape. So, like, staying calm, like number two, look for your surroundings, like that. So we'll build it up, and the more stories.
It's like a survival guide. Survival guide for escape,
yes, and escaping. Some of them may be for prison, some of them for kidnapping, but I'm thinking mostly escape. Okay, first of all,
if you need to escape from prison, why are you listening to this podcast?
Actually, do you know what? To be fair, in doing research, I found that there are a lot of prisons that some, like, inmates,
mm-hmm.
they have phones. Like, yeah. A lot.
Yeah. There's this picture on Twitter that was literally, this guy's a murderer, yeah. And my guy has a PlayStation. He has a Mac laptop. And we, like, literally the topic of conversation on Black Twitter was, is he actually getting punished?
Yeah. There's some, like, I get that, like, in Britain, like, prisons are not as deep if on low-level crimes. They have, like, pool tables.
He's a murderer. He stabbed the person and then wrote a drill song about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, here I get, because we have low-level crime, but in America, no, it's a bit insane.
That they have.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, so, I don't know do you want to pick a country and tell your story, or do you want to pick?
Shoot.
Oh, this makes it interesting. All right, so, in that case, we're going to go in this way. We're going to do I'm going to pick to start with.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do one of the children's one for the middle. And then we'll end with either a failed or a different escape.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we will begin with the news I said from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Congo. So.
So that was like a roundup.
Right back to the start.
Yep.
Okay. So this was the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay, so, Congo.
Mm-hmm.
There's a prison in the capital of Congo.
Mm-hmm.
It is a maximum security prison, which holds 8,000 inmates.
How many guards?
And it wasn't specified, but
either way, I think that's not enough guards. It is just,
to be honest, even just to say it's over capacity anyway.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's over capacity.
It would be.
So with 8,000 inmates in that prison, there was a leader of a rebel group. His name was I wonder if you can be able to hear that. Benny just rumbling over here. The rebel group's name was Bundu.
Oh, this is Congo. I was so Congo. Surprised by that name, dude.
Oh, his name's Bang. So, his name
is... I thought, literally, because you were talking about the other stuff at the beginning, I completely thought you were talking about America.
Nah. We are here in Africa, fam.
We are here.
So, his name is... Okay, I'm not trying to pronounce his full name. Bundu de Congo. K-O-N-G-O. Congo, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So... While he was in this prison, just some background on him actually. He's a rebel leader for a like anti government.
Mm-hmm.
So like, actually, you know, that's a bit of a stretch. He's like, they want to overthrow the government for someone else. So they're fighting to the revolution kind of people. Yeah. So like, that's the group he's in. So. Okay, so it starts with his people stormed the prison,
mm-hmm.
went into the cell block, freed him, and the government said that only him and a few other prisoners escaped on that day. So all in all, around 50 inmates escaped. Mm-hmm. That's what the government said to the public.
Okay. The news and so they lied.
So, yeah, so... Yeah, okay, they lied, but how much do you think actually escaped?
More than that?
I'm guessing, yeah. I'm not guessing, I know.
What was the initial number?
8,000.
These are from the four escapes, right?
From what escapes?
The four escapes. From the four escapes this month, or like overall. Yeah.
No, this is one of the escapes for this month.
8,000?
No, 8,000 inmates in that prison.
Wow.
But the government said 50 escaped when they got raided.
Oh, please. I think it's like near 100.
Near 100, okay. So, this is how the... So, that was a summary of how that happened. Here's the breakdown of how the escape actually took place. So, his men killed security guards at the main entrance. They went into the prison, made their way to the cell block holding their boss,
uh-huh.
and then freed him.
Oh, so basically, everyone else got the benefits of escaping.
Basically, so it just goes on to say, like, the other inmates took advantage of the situation.
I wouldn't. I'd stay where I am.
And broke down the doors of their cells and fled.
Mm-hmm.
So during the escape, 80 people were killed. 20 cars.
Wait, 80 people were killed, yeah. But only 50 people left.
Apparently.
So did they not count the attempts as escapes? Like, do you know if 80 people died, let's say 40 of them were, like... trying to escape,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't counted in the count because they wanted it to be because shouldn't you include the attempts as well?
I guess you should, but you may be right. They might have lowered it from the 80 just to make it seem a bit more smaller. Okay, so they were killed. 20 cars and one police officer or one prison officer was set on fire.
Jesus Christ. Christ.
It was
meant you said to. It was easy. This seems like it was a lot of hard work.
What do you mean? It was easy.
No, you said, what's the easiest country to break out of prisoner?
Yeah.
This seems like a lot of hard work.
No, listen, I'll tell you why it's the easiest in a minute. All right, so.
It ain't. You had to set a body on fire.
Only one person got set on fire. 20 cars got set on fire, though.
That's still hard. 20 cars. You would have had to... No, that's hard work. It's not easy.
Listen, I'm not saying they set their cars on fire to break into the prison. They're probably setting them on fire so that they couldn't be chased.
Technically, this isn't an escape. This is a rescue mission, technically.
Could you call it a rescue mission, really?
They entered.
They broke it. So you're telling me that if someone comes into... Someone breaks you out of jail...
If anything, it's a prison break-in.
They broke out.
Because they came in and then took something. So really, what they technically did was they stole a man.
All right, listen. Can you really call it stealing if he wanted to leave? He wanted to escape. His men gave him the assist. He bounced out. He escaped.
I don't know why you're being so difficult.
It's not... Okay, anyway. So. Grandma. Okay, so in this... Okay, so in the prison, just to set you an overall of how crazy, like, what kind of prison this was. I said it was maximum, but just to set the stage of who they put into this prison.
Uh-huh.
So in the prison, they were, like, opposition leaders to the government, so more of them in there. they were war criminals, were in the prison, as well as soldiers convicted of assassinations of the president's father and the last president. So, like, those were the kind of people in that prison.
Okay. So, it was more so, like, government. It was the people the government hated.
Basically, it's like the government wanted to get rid of some people.
Yeah, it was like a punishment.
This is the prisoner permit to get rid of him. So, I say, so, it's now for the aftermath of this thing. It took 2 days for the scope and the violent nature of the escape to become clear to the public in Congo. Right? The prison was overcrowded, as I said at the start. That's why there were 8,000 inmates in the prison.
So they're saying the capacity is 8,000?
No, the capacity was around 400, I think.
Oh my Jesus, how many people in one cell? Like 10?
It was a lot. Like, they said that the prison was built for 410.
It'd be 20. It'd be 20. That's a lot. They filled it
up to 8,000.
That's disgusting.
So, after all the news broke, the amount of people that actually escaped from prison that day. Do you want to change your number? Because you said maybe 100?
If you say the capacity was 410, there was 8,000, I would say maybe 1,000.
Escaped that day.
Yeah.
Okay, so the number was 4,200 inmates.
I was so close.
You were not even close. You were 3,200 shy. So more than half of that entire prison escaped in one escape.
But I feel like most of them didn't deserve to be there, really. If with the way you described them, I don't think they
did. I told you they were like war criminals, opposition leaders.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. I thought like the government was like the bad people in Congo.
Well, technically they are. They just don't want to. Like the problem with he's run his term, but he doesn't want to leave. So he's still like grasp power. So they've just chucked all the people who said get off the presidency.
Off topic, I don't get people who like power so much. It's a lot of work.
I don't
get it. I'm too lazy for that. Like literally, like you get your power, serve your term and bounce. You've got the title, you've got the prestige. Why do you want to keep doing this job for ages?
That was going to be very loud in 8 years.
Sorry, guys. This is now turned into an ASMR.
Oh my god. Podcast. Can you stop? You're turning into Nelly when we film the podcast.
Oh my god. I hate ASMR. It makes my skin crawl.
Anywho. So, 4,200 inmates escaped.
Yeah.
They're still searching for these people, Nancy. I think they caught like 100, maybe something like that. Like, they haven't caught a significant amount. There's still quite a lot of them still out there still. And for Congo, that was the biggest escape to date in terms of quantity of escape.
Yeah, you're not gonna lie to you, whether it's 8,000 or like 7,000 or like 300, it's not good that half your prison is gone. It's not good.
Nope, it is not. But that is not the end of the story, or that's the end of that escape story. But an overall for Congo, there are still loads of escapes that's happened. I've got the story for the next one. Just to tantalize you.
Okay.
Two escapes happened within the same week. So this one happened.
And they didn't learn their lesson?
Different prisons.
Okay.
They have a number of prisons.
Okay. This one's imagine if it was the same prison and then at the end of the week, no one was there.
But, all right, so this one was in the capital. They escaped a week later. A different prison got hit up again, and then
hit them up.
Insane number of people escaped again.
What is wrong with the people of Congo?
I don't know if I should tell you that story now because we need to move on to the kidnapping stories.
Alright.
So, do you want to tell you the story? I'm just hold it for another time.
Hold it.
Alright. So while I hold it out, I'll research the other two prison escapes because they're trying to really keep it down.
So it's a secret. Hey. We're not going to be a part of the thing where they come and kill us because they want to keep a secret. We're not doing that.
Oh, no.
We ain't doing that.
How do you feel I'm finding out? It's all over the internet and
if
news.
Someone threatens you, You give up the story. I ain't about that life. I ain't no serious journalist. It's not that deep.
So you think they're going to threaten me for the story I gathered up?
No, what I'm saying is, like, if you're talking, like, they shut everybody up, dude. Like, if they want it quiet, they'll shut everybody up. And I ain't getting shutted up. So, I want to leave. So you
think Congo, Congolese people are going to send assassins after me?
Do you know how many friends I know who are Congolese? What if, like, the government's like, yo,
go get Nancy's brother, fam.
He's
leaking these prison escapes.
Care about you. I care about me. What if they come and kill me?
Why would they kill you? I'm the one with the story.
Yeah, but then they're like, yeah, but she listens to it, you know.
All right.
Killer. Listen, you're acting as if when you watch those movies with people in it, and it's like, they're like, kill everyone involved. Kill them all. And then they kill me as an example. I ain't going to be no example for you.
Wait, so they're going to kill you to be like, shut him up?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just kill me to shut me up?
No,
you don't have access to the drive that has the files.
Yeah, but then they'd be like, you better retract. You better do a retraction or else we're going to kill the rest of your family.
That's just ridiculous.
I don't know. I've seen worse. I've seen worse movies.
I've actually seen like True Life Crimes that really happen stuff like that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We are going to move on to heroes. Oh, these kids. I strive for every kid to be like the people I'm about to talk about with these kid segments. Now see, these kids are brilliant. They are brilliant. Oh. So, on channel instead.
This is your time to talk.
Okay. We have a choice between I'll give you the ages, actually. You have a choice between a 9-year-old or a 7-year-old.
Those are both douchey ages. Let's go with 7.
You gonna go for 7-year-old?
Because if a 7-year-old escaped, it'd be more... Oh my god, that 7-year-old's smart. No?
Yeah? Alright, okay. So, Sammy? So, we are now in the kidnapping section.
Mm-hmm.
Weird sections. But, okay, so. This is a 7-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
I will promote the hell out of this girl's name because she is amazing. Her name...
It wasn't retracted? Normally, they don't really involve kids' names and stuff.
Yeah, but she escaped. She's fine.
Where is it? What country?
America.
That's probably why. It's here that they'd like to remove me. Whether, like, they're fine or not, they don't include children's names.
True. Yeah, true. All right, so. Her name is Erica Pratt.
Definitely American.
I know her ethnicity, but I don't know if that's...
She white?
I don't know if that's relevant. I don't know.
She white?
Do you know what, yeah? I don't know if I should tell you. I don't know if it's relevant. Do you know what? I'll tell you the story, and at the end, you tell me if she's black or white. We'll make it into a little game.
Okay.
You can guess the race.
Guess that. Race.
This reminds me so much of what Charlamagne does something now. Don't say your prejudice. We are moving on.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was reading.
So, her name is Erica Pratt. She was born... Oh, actually, I'm older than her by 1 year. She was born in 1994.
So we're the same age.
Yeah, now we are. So basically when we were... Oh, she's the same age as you, basically. So... She was abducted July. Why are you laughing over July?
No reason.
July 22, 2002,
mm-hmm.
from Filipino Street Walk.
What state?
I don't think it might be said later during the what I've written down.
Okay.
We'll see. If it doesn't come up, it should come to me whilst I'm talking.
Continue.
So, a white car pulled up to her
mm-hmm.
while she was outside with her friend and sister.
Mm-hmm.
The car, so someone in the car called out to her by name.
Mm-hmm.
So, shouted out Erica.
Mm-hmm.
She went there to the car to say, like, what's wrong? Because, like, people who know you or know your family mm-hmm. know your name. Not mm-hmm. just some random, like no one random on the street's gonna be like, hey, Andrew. Like they don't know me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's shouting out your name, they must know who you are. That's the kind of logic I thought about when I'm like, oh, why would she just randomly go up to a random car? Mm-hmm. But they called her out by name. So mm-hmm. they're like, okay, this person clearly knows who I am. Right? Mm-hmm. So you can kind of excuse that nonsense of going over to a stranger's car. Mm-hmm. So she went over to the car.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. I'm not saying excuse it, but
no,
mentally you can understand why she does it.
I hear people call my name all the time. I'll turn and be like, what? You guys, this is how I know. This is how.
She's 7.
Look at me. This, please. Thingy. She's the same age as me, and knowing myself at 7, I still wouldn't have done it. What I'm saying is, guys, you live better in this world if you're so lazy. Think about it. I'm too lazy to walk to a car. I'll yell, what do you want? I'd rather use my vocals than my legs. Mm. One time I was so hungry, I still stayed in bed instead of walking, like, literally down the hall to go to get food.
Wow.
The laziness is real in this one.
Very much so.
Yeah, but think about it. You'll never hear me getting kidnapped.
Okay. So basically you're saying is laziness saves you from being kidnapped. That's your...
Ding, 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 ding.
Fair enough. So, as soon as she got close to the car, a man jumped out of the car, grabbed her and pulled her into the car and sped off. So there was one weakness, obviously, which was the friend she was with, who was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And she ran to the girl's grandma, mm-hmm. told her that Erica's been taken. Mm-hmm. But the sister is fine. She's standing, standing in the garden. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's like two men grabbed them, pulled her off. Mm-hmm. Right. So when Erica's grandma called called out for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sister's like gone now. She's gone. Mm-hmm. And then Erica's abductors. So they took whilst they had her, mm-hmm. they took her to an abandoned house, mm-hmm. tied up her feet, mm-hmm. tied up her hands, covered her eyes, and basically held her, locking her down in a basement of like an abandoned semi-detached house. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said semi-detached, but anyway. While she was in that basement, the kidnappers called the family, mm-hmm. and asked for a ransom of $150,000, mm-hmm. for her safe return. Now, Erica, not knowing this was going on, mm-hmm. she wasn't having any of this. She said, fuck it. This ain't happening to me.
That's gangster.
So she started chewing the tape on her hand while she was blindfolded. So she chewed the tape on her hand for 5 hours till she broke it off. So she broke off the tape.
She didn't have buck teeth then.
Who knows? They didn't really specify her dental work. As they said it. Like a dentist going to be like, she chewed the tape. This was her bicuspid. It wasn't really bumpy.
First of all, her bicuspid wouldn't be... It'd be her incisors.
Anywho, so after she did that, obviously took off the blindfold, unbound her legs. Uh-huh. She ran up to the door when you go up the basement, uh-huh. back up to the level floor. She ran up there and she saw that the door was locked. Mm-hmm. So this girl said, fuck it again.
I don't think she knew what fuck it was at that age.
Obviously no, but. With how badass this girl's being, like, no 7-year-old would think, let me chew through my tape and rip myself out of here. This is the situation. I need to get myself out of it. I don't know if no other 7-year-old would be thinking like that. That's pretty dope. Go on, why are you putting your hand up? You would. All right then, mate. So.
Do you know how many times I practice escaping from, like, stuff? Like, I have zip ties in here.
You can say it now as you're older, but back then, really? It's hindsight. It's always hindsight.
What else?
Anywho, so when she got to the locked door, like I said, I know she just went through her damn head. Fuck this. I'm out of here. She kicked a hole through the damn door. Crept through
wait,
it.
Wait, with what strength she said?
That's what she
is,
did.
She is a badass.
She kicked a fucking hole through that door. Mm. Now, after she did that, she went through it, went to the main floor, and then ran over to a window. Mm. Nah, we're going to put a pause on here. Here's my thing. Her chewing through the tapes, mm-hmm. fair enough. you won't be able to hear her do that. And it was 5 hours. So where were the fudge where the kidnappers at?
Where were they?
She kicked the hole through the door. That's a loud noise. Where were the kidnappers at? Like, I'm not like saying that they should be on her real quick, but it's just stupid. If you're going to do your job, be good at it. That's all. That's my gripe. If you're going to be a kidnapper, be the best kidnapper in the world. Why half-ass it? But credit to this girl. If you're going to escape, be the best goddamn escape you can do. Like, just go all out. So, when she got to the window, yet again, fuck it, smashed a hole through the window. But there were bars on the window, so she couldn't climb out of the window. So she started shouting and shouting and shouting. So two boys who were walking down the street saw her, went over to the police, called the police. The police came, boom, took her. And then, took her, found out what was going on. Obviously, she was kidnapped and whatnot. And then, she was...
You seem to have petered out at the end.
No, because like there were like several facts. Yeah. Not several facts, but there's several things that were being said with like a bunch of other people like when I was researching that I can't like 100% say it's true because they all like differentiating like things to say. Like they still haven't found the kidnappers. So they don't know who they were, like what's going on.
Then, so they literally grabbed her, put her in a house and just left her there?
That's what it seemed like. But then other people are saying,
well, do you think her parents hired?
No.
So crush my dreams.
No, it's definitely not. She's living with her grandma. Why would
crush my dreams?
Normally the only reason why a little like two kids will be living with their grandma is if their parents are dead.
Or their parents are deadbeats who hire kidnappers so they can steal their kids.
What?
And, I like my version better.
And extort their grandma for $150,000.
Yep.
Oh my god.
There's a reason those kids are with the grandma. I like my story better.
Anywho. So, this is how famous the story was. Obviously, like here in Britain, it was pretty good that Dave Chappelle made a joke about it. Like, he was like, oh, she was kidnapped in the morning. She escaped and was watching herself on the news at 5. So that's how fast the escape was. They kidnapped her in the morning. She broke out, escaped, and was watching herself on the news by 5 o'clock.
Nice.
Now,
what, they were bad at that.
Guess what race she is?
White.
Is that your... Why did you say it like that?
White.
Yeah, is that your final answer?
Black.
What's your final answer? There's loads of races out there. Hispanic.
Asian.
That's going to be real near into the ears.
Hispanic.
Can you pick?
I'm thinking about you.
No, yeah, go and think yourself then.
Right. Irish.
What are you going to go for?
White.
You're going to go for Caucasian?
I'm going to go for white.
White. Okay. So, Erica Pratt. She was black.
What kind of name is Erica Pratt?
Who knows?
It's an American name.
It's a little black girl.
No wonder she was a badass.
Peace out. She was nah.
The reason, these are the clues to why I thought it was white.
Go on.
Why'd she go to the car, babe? That detail still bothers me.
Well, you should have guessed when I prefaced it with, oh, they called her by her name.
Black people don't do that, though.
What, so you're telling me if someone called you by a name, you wouldn't be like...
If I didn't know you, I don't even like talking to the people we do know.
You're something else, that's what you are.
Listen, I remember I was embarking a couple of weeks ago. I know for a fact I knew this auntie who was calling me. I ignored the crap out of her.
Why?
I didn't know what to talk to her. It's very simple. Literally, I even looked her in the eye and still looked away.
Jesus.
I'm a badass. Jesus. I'm also a dick. Listen, I wasn't out to socialize. I was out to get hair.
So you're thinking, fudge this, I'm not talking to you.
In it, we out.
Wow. Oh my. Okay, so we are, what time are we at now, actually? We are 34 minutes in.
Mm.
That's all right. So
it'd be quick.
Maybe kick my ass. Anyway, still got...
What, am I being difficult today?
Nah, we've banked out two escapes. I don't know if we should do two more. Because we've got the failed escapes now. Wow, okay. So we are going to move on
to failed escapes.
So, do you want choices or do you just want me to give you a story?
Bang it out.
Bang it out?
Bang it out.
Fair enough.
Bang it out, bang it out, bang it out, bang.
Oh, before we move on, just as an update, guys, I did create an email, and Escape Podcast was goddamn taken, so I had to be sweet with it, so I just added a D. So now, I did add it to the description of the podcast, so hopefully it's like you saw it, but it should be like, if you have any escapes you want to just talk about, you want to talk about, any escapes you want to brag about, the email.
Wait. Any escapes you want to brag about? So yeah. They did them.
Yeah.
And they're telling you about them. Yeah. So that they can get caught.
Nah. And obviously we'll change names.
No, we won't. We're going to tell the cops.
No, we ain't. Hell no. I want to know how people do. We're going to change names. We're going to change your voice if you do an audio.
Hello. My name is Anonymous D. Anonymous. Guess what? I escaped prison.
Really?
They have never caught me.
Oh, my gosh. Names will be changed. Locations will be changed. We'll probably do, like, let's say...
So...
For our American people, if you say, like...
So, criminals, if you want attention...
If you want attention...
We're giving it to you.
The best way to promote your skills as an escape artist.
Listen, any promotion is good promotion.
Any promotion is good promotion. So, let's say if you're an American, say, Indiana, we'll bump it up to either the state...
What do you mean, Indiana?
Bump it up to Indiana State.
Oh, man,
in America like that. Okay, let's say...
Not gonna lie to you guys. Y'all ain't that important. Not gonna lie to you.
What you mean?
Listen, I barely know the stuff that's is in the UK.
Oh, you're talking about Americans.
Listen, I barely know the places in the UK. Why would I then learn about America?
All right, people, if you take towns, we'll bump it up to the...
State.
To the state.
If you say state.
If you say state, we'll bump it up to USA in general.
Nope, we'll tell them where you are, you lying.
Trust me, you
escaping person, you.
We will always do it 2 or 3 degrees above so that you'll never suspicion someone on you.
I just got some courage. I'm gonna bait you out.
So for people in the UK, if you say Scotland, we'll bump you up to UK. For people in Ireland, we'll bump you up to UK. So just to throw off completely.
Guys.
People in...
Remember to be very accurate with details.
You don't have to add your name.
Add your name. Add your current address, email address, your phone number.
They're going to think we're goddamn police, you know.
We're not going to do anything with said information. We swear.
Yeah, we talk about how to escape from things and we want stuff so that we what? Don't do stuff that we can escape with.
Listen. They've got to trust us.
Well, you're trying to get like a private so that you can do like what, fake identities? Just get away with stuff?
Clearly not. We just want to know our audience. Yeah. We want to connect with them on a personal level. That's why we require this information.
Yeah, sure. So, the email now, it should be in the, obviously, not sure, it will be in the episode description. escapedpodcast@gmail.com. escapedpodcast@gmail.com. Your identity will be hidden.
You don't
have to worry about that.
No.
So we need to get Instagram, because most of the stories I tell and will tell you, like, they have some hilarious images. Wait, I told you about the thing you want, didn't I? Wig bra and high heels escape. What's the last failed escape I told you?
Field escape.
The last failed escape.
Failed.
Yeah. Do you remember?
It's been a while.
I think it might have been the I Don't See Color one.
Yeah, it was the I Don't See Color.
And then the One Night, One Fist jailbreak escape. Did I tell you about that one? The guy who punched. No? Who did I tell that one to?
Probably Nolly and probably your previous guest on the second episode of Escape Podcast. Go check it out. Shameless self-promo. I'm not in the episode, but it's still good, I guess.
No, wow. Humble brag much, innit? Anywho.
Yeah, it's fine. Not gonna lie, I listened to it. My favorite part was when Andrew's best friend just kept digging in. And it was marvelous. I'm a big fan, Nolly.
I don't know if I'm
big fan. I was watching it and I was literally cackling. I was washing the dishes at that point and I was like, what the hell is going on in this podcast? I swear.
Okay. So
Jordan wasn't helping much either, was he?
We just rip on each other all the time, so that just found its way in there.
Guys, next episode we will have my best friends come. And you'll see how they treat me.
You say that
with utmost respect, because I'm the eldest.
You say that and it doesn't happen. They're like, guys, what happened? Where's Nancy's best friend?
Listen. No.
Anywho.
No.
Alright, so
every time I introduce them, it becomes a conversation.
We'll keep them out of this then. So we are now moving on to our last escape. We are here for failed escapes. This one. Oh, that's going to be loud.
Oh, sorry, guys. I've been working on something while I've been talking. I've been working on this project since Friday.
Anywho, I'm going to have to cut that dead air out, really.
You don't need to. Yeah. Oh, we can talk about it because you'll cut it out. Right? You'll cut it out. There'll be like 10 minutes of me talking about something really funny with Andrew. You guys won't know what it's about.
Anyway, let's move on to our failed escapes, guys. So, for our failed escape for this week, as I said before, the title is Wig, Bra, and High Heels Escape. Now, for this one, it's insane to me how close this came to becoming a successful escape.
Mm-hmm.
That's what baffles me insanely about this one. So, it's shocking to think that such a disguise didn't fool the security guards. That is how we start off. But somehow, my man named Ronaldo Silvas dreamed up an escape that fooled them. So, he and his girlfriend came up with a plan to sneak him out of jail. And with the title and what I've told you, what do you think the plan was?
Well, he dreamt it, so it would be something super cat. It'd be something ridiculous.
Have a guess.
Okay, give me, where's the prison?
I think the title kind of tells it.
What?
Wig, bra.
He dressed like a woman.
There we go. So, he dressed in drag in order to get out of jail.
Okay, so this is what he did. He dressed in drag, and then he didn't think they'd wonder, hey, why is this woman leaving?
Why is an extra woman leaving with this woman who came on her own?
Yeah, not even that. Why is this man-looking woman leaving?
It gets stranger than that. Listen to this. So, girlfriend came into the prison, gave him her clothes.
Girlfriend.
Yep. He put on her clothes,
mm-hmm.
put on a wig, makeup, and then tried to walk out of prison like he was just another visitor.
It reminds me of a failed prison escape that I read about as well.
Oh wow, you actually looked up some escapes.
Now this is from a while back. It was just an interesting topic that I read. Literally, it's got to do with stupid. It's literally a stupid girlfriend also, and it's like, she came into the prison with a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Then she left the prison with a suitcase after visiting her husband. And then the suitcase looked very bulky. And then she's just like, And then the prison guards are like, oh, we need to check your suitcase. He's like, nope, nope. They open it, and the husband is just like, acting like some contortionist in the back, thinking people wouldn't know. Stupid.
Guess what? That's on my list as well.
Oh, that escapes on your list?
Yeah. It's insane. The thing is, that's actually happened more than once.
Yeah, because people aren't smart. They think that's a genius idea. I've done
this luggage escape. Yeah, it's happened more than you think, actually. It's crazy how many times it happened.
Mm.
So, after he got dressed up and he tried to walk out of prison, he actually fooled a lot of guards.
Oh, Jesus. So we have idiots also.
Jesus, it's crazy. So, according to this, the information afterwards, when you're leaving, obviously you have to be checked. So, like, a pat down, make sure you're not sneaking anything out. He got through that. He has to walk past a bunch of guards, doors, got through them. And then, like, when he was almost out of the prison, one guard looked at him and said, wait.
Oh, do you know what I thought you were going to say? One guard looked at him and said, hey, sexy lady, start hating on you.
No. This is much. Like, I don't know if I can even say stupid. Do you know what? I'll let you decide what it is.
Mm.
So one guard, like, he got through all those guards. Mm. So on his last time of being able to walk out of prison, one guard looked at him and said, internally, wait, what the fudge is going on here?
How do you know their internal dialogue?
No, it's because of what he said to the thing. The people who interviewed him, like your newspapers wanted, like, so they were like, he was like, wait a minute, there's no way this is a woman. And then he stood.
Like, it was like the biggest discovery he'd ever made.
Basically, there's no way this is a goddamn woman. Stopped him, turned him around, and they're like, how did you know? He fooled all these other women. All these other guards. And you know what he said in reply? The way he was walking in them goddamn heels. No woman walks like that in heels.
What do you mean that some women who can't walk in heels will walk like idiots? What, was he walking exceptionally well?
No, bad. He couldn't walk in heels.
First of all, why would the girlfriend break heels if she fucking...
Who knows? That's stupid.
And because even if, like, I wasn't gonna... Even if I wasn't gonna... escape, I wouldn't wear heels. I haven't worn heels for almost 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. That's literally how, that's what I said. I prefaced it with, it's insane how close this became from a successful one to fail was because of a pair of heels.
I do kind of get where the guard's coming from. If you thought, I'm gonna wear heels today to the prison, you better know how to walk in them shits, because you're gonna be walking for a while. So yeah, I understand it from that point.
Because
you never wear heels unless you know you can handle it for the activity you're doing.
Of course.
Or you bring slippers.
So what I took from this was, it's literally insane that this guy was like, I'm frick, wait, no. Why? Because you're wearing heels and you don't know how to walk in them.
Yeah.
Like, what? So what I took from this is, if you're trying to escape, always wear flats, my nigga. Always wear flats.
Top tip of the day.
Wear flats.
That's going to be part of our tips. Because we said, do you know who we were talking about? And we said, be calm. Our next one is, don't wear heels.
Okay, do you know what?
Don't wear uncomfortable clothes, even though sometimes you might get attacked at a gala or some shit.
Or gala. Or dinner. You never know.
You never know. So wear flats all the time.
So,
F heels. Heels are a male invention to make our butts look bigger and for us to run away slower.
Lesson from our failed escape of the week. Wear flats. If you're going to wear heels, please practice. Let your girlfriend come in one day, give her a pair of heels, she leaves, you practice, then you do the escape attempt.
Or just...
wear flats.
Yeah.
So that's your lesson.
And also, you should not be prepping how to escape prison. If you did the crime,
people prep.
Bitch, do the time.
We talked, like, the first episode, we talked about how a guy prepped by making cancer juice. And then he prepped that for a couple of days and then drank the shit.
Cancer juice.
Cancer juice. That's what they called it.
What do you mean cancer juice? Wasn't it when he faked a heart attack?
It wasn't fake. That was not fake.
Oh yeah, he gave himself
a goddamn heart attack. That was not fake.
Who does that?
The ballsy motherfucker, that's who. You should hear about his crimes. Like the heist he pulled, Jesus Christ. But that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there.
With that, we've got 50 minutes. We've reached quite high.
Pew pew.
Do you want to end it, or do you want to do one more story?
We could. Let's do one more story.
Do you want to do one more story?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick a country?
Uruguay.
Are you serious? Do you know, I don't even know why I have an option. I'll pick. Freaking now, Uruguay. Let me choose a nice, short, but good one to end on. No, Otaku is not really short.
Little thief.
So. Okay, cool. What did I do? Whoa.
Guys.
My apologies. So, we are going to talk about the... Oh, okay, this is a good one. Actually, did I talk about this one? I might have talked about this one already with the guys. I really need to mark this off as I've actually done it.
Yeah, checklist, B.
Indeed. All right, so this one's called Prison Break Times 1,000. This one's pretty interesting. There isn't much detail because this is from a different country. I might try and find more details about it, maybe update you guys later. But it's just like the amount of times he's escaped is pretty insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'll just quickly run through it. So from 1989 to 2014, this man escaped 22 times from different prisons.
Man, this
has
got time.
He's insane.
Let me guess. He had like 3 years to do, and because he's escaped so much now, he has like a whole bunch.
What do you mean?
Like, do you know when some people are so silly? Like, you're only gonna be there for 3 years instead of just doing your time and then leaving. Well, you go and try and escape and make things worse.
Actually, yeah, I think I put him in that category. But he had like. Let's say he'll do armed robbery, escape, do something else, escape, do something else, get caught, escape, do something else, get caught, escape. So stuff like that. So, they broke it down as in, like, he knocks up and holds someone else. Again, legend. Nothing can hold this man. His name was Brian. And he committed his first crime, which was robbery at the age of 13. And then he jumped in and out of prison since. So.
That's nice.
He usually, like this is how he usually goes, like he got out of these prisons. So he usually cut through the bars, jumped out. Or he used other means like, such as like hiding in trash compartments, which is very dangerous. Because, you know, it compresses those. So those are very dangerous to get killed. But he did like iterations of that. So
he clearly doesn't care. He's living life
with me. That's what I'm saying. Now, here are the escapes. 1989, escaped once. 1990, escaped once. 1992, escaped five times. One prison twice, another prison twice. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So from two prisons, one he escaped twice, and then the other is one each. So in 19...
So you said 22, right?
Yep.
So four were in two prisons, and...
So he's done
that's one... That's ridiculous. 16 prisons.
Some are multiple, some are...
You said, like, two of them were multiple, and everything else was one.
No, not everything else.
That's
what so you said. This that's year... What you said. Listen, I'll say it again. 1989... He escaped from one prison.
Mm-hmm.
1990, escaped from one prison again.
Mm-hmm.
1992, escalated to five times. One prison he escaped twice. Another prison he escaped twice. And he escaped three times again from three. He escaped one more time.
Mm-hmm.
That's five, yeah. And then 1993, he escaped twice from two different prisons.
Mm-hmm.
1995, escaped again from a different prison.
Mm-hmm.
1996, escaped twice from two different prisons.
Mm-hmm.
2000, 19, did I say 1996? Yes. 1997, he escaped once. 2000, he escaped four times. Two times he escaped was from two different police uh-huh. headquarters. Uh-huh. He escaped from two headquarters, polices. Do you know like the main place?
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't there be a whole bunch of people there?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. He escaped two times from two different ones.
That's embarrassing.
And then 2004, he escaped once. 2005, he escaped two times. Mm. These are all different prisons, by the way. Unless I say multiple times, two different prisons. Mm-hmm. And then from 2012, escaped once. And 2014, escaped once. Right up to now, he's still in prison. He hasn't made any more escaped attempts mm-hmm. since 2014. Mm-hmm. So last time he was, this is the crazy thing. Last time he was caught, he was only caught because he crashed a stolen car. Yeah, he's just ridiculous. He crashed a stolen car and he was found with drugs and a hooker in the car with him when he crashed. Every time he escaped, he'd be in like this kind of shenanigans where they find him with either drugs or hookers, and he's done something. They're like, "All right, go back to jail." Then he would escape and do it again, go back to jail, and then the last time I called him, this is what he was doing. So he's a crazy motherfucker.
This is what he was doing. What was he doing with the hooker?
Yeah, he was with a hooker in the car, crashed it, and they found him with the hooker with drugs in a stolen car. Oh, you're pretty wiped out at the end now, ain't ya?
No, it's funny. It's super funny.
Wow, that's gonna sound genuine, isn't it? Anywho,
super funny. Oh,
so, that is our escapes with an extra escape. I might cut this extra one out for like a bonus. I don't know. But, that is our episode for this week.
Okay.
Thank you for coming again, Jesus. We're almost on an hour.
So, it probably won't be an hour.
No, I'll probably cut some more out or something. Anywho, thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's escapes. Yet again, if you have any escapes you want to brag about,
this has been Nancy. Thank you for listening to the news.
What news? I'm your host, Andrew. That was my sister who just gave me that weird call out. Anywho, we thank you and we'll see you next week. Bye.